The uncertain future of the oil and gas business in the state. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Drilling for oil and gas is on the decline in Michigan. That might sound surprising since there's been so much excitement and controversy over fracking in recent years. But not many wells were actually drilled, and the company that led the recent fracking boom has left Michigan. That leaves the industry and its watchdogs wondering where new action will come from. Peter Payette reports.
The oil and gas business has been around in Michigan for almost 100 years. Drilling activity peaked in the late 80s and early 90s when oil and gas companies went after natural gas in a layer of the earth called the Antrim Shale. Bill Harrison runs the Michigan Geological Repository for Research and Education in Kalamazoo.
20 years ago, when the Antrim Shale was at its peak, the state of Michigan was drilling 1,000 wells a year. And this past year, there was probably around 100 drilled.
The big discoveries in the last decade have been made mostly in southern Michigan, mainly by a Traverse City company called West Bay Exploration. Pat Gibson is a vice president there. Gibson says West Bay is willing to look for oil in places other companies avoid, particularly around water, like the Irish Hills area near Jackson.
Their motto in the Irish Hills is 50 lakes in 15 minutes. And so it was another area where other companies had been unwilling even to go do seismic testing because of the possible issues in putting together a large number of very small landowners into drilling units.
It turned out there was a lot of oil underneath the Irish Hills, and West Bay turned Jackson County into the oil-producing capital of Michigan. But the industry needs more discoveries like this to really thrive. Pat Gibson says the people West Bay hires to drill wells and service them are going elsewhere for work, even people who wish they could find work here.
I hear a lot of stories about service companies that are taking their equipment either to North Dakota or Pennsylvania. And conversely, I get a lot of resumes every week from guys in Pennsylvania or North Dakota that want to come back to Michigan.
Those states have seen lots of drilling using a newer method called horizontal hydraulic fracturing. Around 2010, two companies that do this kind of drilling showed up in Michigan and spent hundreds of millions of dollars. It looked like a new boom in natural gas production was underway. Now they're both gone. The one that stayed the longest was Encana, a Canadian company. But Encana sold out this summer to Marathon Oil in order to focus on operations elsewhere that are more profitable. Paul Brady lives in Kalkaska County, near where Encana drilled many of its wells.
The bottom line is that the reason Encana sold is because the wells just simply didn't produce.
Brady keeps a close eye on the industry and has concerns about how much water is needed for these newer drilling methods. He even sued Encana. Brady was surprised Marathon Oil bought Encana's assets in Michigan. Marathon declined to comment on its plans, but Brady is skeptical that Marathon will find something Encana missed.
Is it feasible to think that Marathon can do something that Encana couldn't? You know, I mean, Encana's drilled and completed a lot of wells, a lot of successful plays with thousands of wells.
Geologist Bill Harrison sees it differently. He says Michigan will never be a Pennsylvania or North Dakota, but he says Encana showed you can get fossil fuel out of the Utica-Collingwood Formation, a reservoir previously untouched in Michigan.
You've got to have somebody as a pioneer to come in and drill that and prove it up. And usually it takes several wells to really prove that a reservoir is going to be commercial.
The question now is how much Marathon will invest trying to expand natural gas production in Michigan. For the Environment Report, I'm Peter Payette.
And that's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.